Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind." That's in Matthew 22:37. Mother Claire began, "My precious ones, what does it mean to be a Christian? We say we are in love with Jesus and want to serve him with all our hearts. But what if our hearts are heavily influenced by powerful figures in our lives? What about those men and women we admire and emulate? And what about the norms of the society we live in? When we say we are serving him, looking deeply into our hearts, in those private moments alone, when dreams and goals challenge the ways of God. But what about those times when we struggle to root out sin in our lives and struggle to become conformed to the image of Christ Jesus and abandon the perks and status of the society we live in? As we mature from childhood, we long to be accepted and loved by those around us. We want to be admired and spoken well of. Our pastors, teachers, and accomplished friends in the world have their social standing determined by what they believe is most important to them. We strive to conform to that image, so we too can be successful and well thought of. But what if those standards of the world go in direct opposition to what Jesus taught? What if we were ridiculed for what we stand for? What if the friends and people we look up to do not understand the level of our commitment to be like Christ? This is the acid test. How far will you walk with Jesus when he walks off into the slums, the desert, the leopard colony, while our pastors, friends, and relatives watch us take steps into the life of the Gospels that they personally rejected as too extreme? What if they even label this Gospel way of life ridiculous and foolish? When you sense the Lord leading you into deeper waters, waters others make fun of, waters others condemn your convictions as heresy, waters that sever us from the world's acceptance, what will we do? Follow Jesus and lose everything? Even the respect of those we look up to? Or will we artfully dodge those extremes that Jesus lived and back ourselves up to fall into line with popular opinion and lifestyle? Dear ones, I backed away from the radical gospel call because I still wanted the accolades of the world. I still wanted to be well off, beautifully groomed and dressed, respected by my pastor and his wife, approved of by his congregation. So I backed away from the call Jesus put in my heart. Then one night I had a dream. I was on a passenger ship at sea and went down to the lower deck. The captain was standing there before a table and he said, "The Lord called. You missed him. But he will call again." I cannot convey to you how crushed and disappointed I felt in that moment. God had called me, but I missed his call. I share this with you because some of you are hungry for a deeper walk with Jesus. He has tried to get your attention so that you would pursue the very special call on your life, but you dismissed it, thinking it was too different and unacceptable to your peers. If you had responded to this radical call, you would have been ridiculed and criticized as a religious nutcase. But somewhere deep down inside your heart, you had recognized something so deep, so pure, and so intimate that you began to follow it. When your friends heard about it, they put it down, ridiculed it, and warned you not to go down that path because it didn't conform to what they had been taught in the Bible and their prosperous way of life. But there was something inside of you that still felt so much more of Jesus in that path. When you consider what it would cost you, you began to agree with others and criticize it as being false and impractical. It certainly would not provide you with the 6-figure income you wanted to support your lifestyle and still have much to give away. So now you are on the fence, but leaning towards the respectable Christian path that all your friends are living. But the hunger for true intimacy didn't go away. So you buried yourself in the scriptures, thinking that more knowledge would satisfy that longing for Jesus. But the more you studied and immersed yourself in the scriptures, the more you recognized how far short of the true Christian life you were living, and that intimate connection with Jesus eluded you. Scripture teaches, knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. You can pride yourself in what you learn, but it just didn't connect you to that intimacy that is missing in your life. But Jesus does not give up. The Holy Spirit does not give up. The ache in your heart remains, especially when you see others who have that intimate connection. You feel jealous and even challenged by their devotion. But try as you will, it continues to elude you. My precious ones, if you want all of Jesus, you must give him all. You cannot bow to social norms, not even Christian ones. You cannot consider what your pastor or relatives think. You cannot continue to hold on to worldly agendas. You must be stripped of all you hold dear in this world to have him. The true pearl of great price. The kingdom of God is like a merchant who found the most exquisite and perfect pearl he had ever seen buried in a field. So he sold everything he had to purchase that field and obtain this most precious pearl. This parable teaches us that to have all of Jesus, we must give all of what we have. When we have finally shown him that nothing in this world matters more to us than that intimate relationship with our bridegroom, and we are pursuing him with all our heart, regardless of the price or what people will say, then he will give it. He said it. When you search for me with your whole heart, you will find me. Lord Jesus, thank you for the priceless gift of your word and your church. Please, show us what we are holding back from you. Show us how we prefer men's opinion over your holy words, and give us the courage to pursue you with our whole heart, until we finally have that sweet, intimate friendship that our heart longs for. Amen.